The second year of the reimagined mixed doubles championship will be played Monday, August 24 to Wednesday, August 26. Watch the tournament live on Sky Sports Tennis and Sky Sports Plus streaming service now and the Sky Sports app. Arina Sabalenka and Novak Djokovic will headline an all-star field contest to compete in the U.S. Open Mixed Doubles Championship live on Sky Sports. From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Brock. August 21st. Big day in sports. Let's get to it. Let's get into it. First, from Sky Sports, U.S. Open Mixed Doubles Championship. Who's playing and what's the format? Next. Second, from PFT All on grass versus turf. NFL clings to the injury rate statistics. As the debate between grass and artificial turf continues, the NFL continues to have one club in its bag. On a Thursday conference call with reporters, NFL Executive VP Jeff Miller reiterated the league's default position regarding the two primary playing surfaces. "We've made public injury data on grass and synthetic for many years," Miller said. "Last 3 years, there's no difference between the two in any injury category or overall. But that's only part of the story, obviously. The players strongly prefer grass, given the overall impact on the body." Up next, third, from PFT All, NFL says more than 200 players want to participate in Olympics. Only 32 will be permitted to do so. When it comes to NFL rosters, the supply of willing players far outweighs the demand. That same dynamic will play out as to the 2028 Olympics flag football competition. During a Thursday conference call with reporters, NFL Senior Vice President Global Flag Football, Brian Flynn, said that more than 200 players have expressed interest in participating. The league has previously decided to allow only one player per team to be on loan to the Olympic effort, which will cap the number of ultimately eligible NFL players at 32. And then, fourth, from PFT Alt, Woody Johnson buys minority stake in F1 team. Woody Johnson is two-thirds of the way to the planes, trains, and automobiles trifecta. The Jets owner has purchased a minority stake in the Aston Martin F1 team via Rich Simee of ESPN. "During my time as U.S. ambassador to the United Kingdom, I have developed a deep appreciation for Aston Martin's rich history as well as executive chairman Lawrence Stroll's strategic vision and entrepreneurial spirit," Johnson said in a statement. Johnson will join the team's board of directors as a vice chairman. He bought the Jets in 2000. The team last made the playoffs in 2010. Next, fifth, from Awful Announcing, NBC's Jamal Crawford reveals he turned down 3 NBA coaching opportunities this summer. Just 1 year into working on the top NBA broadcast booth at NBC Sports, Jamal Crawford is already fielding interest from coaching staffs around the league. The former star six-man rose quickly in broadcasting after retiring from the NBA after the 2020 season, first at TNT Sports and then with NBC. Yet as he told the Cousins podcast, hosted by his NBC colleagues Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady, this week, Crawford sees himself much more as a coach than a game analyst. And if NBA executives get their way, Crawford will make that transition sooner than later. Up next, sixth, from Awful Announcing, ESPN Soft launches new NFL scorebug ahead of Super Bowl. Scorebug Mafia, rise up! ESPN has soft launched a new scorebug and graphics package during this evening's preseason game between the Las Vegas Raiders and Houston Texans that will largely resemble what NFL fans will see during February's Super Bowl, the first to ever air on ESPN. A look at the new ESPN NFL scorebug. And then, seventh, from Awful Announcing, NFL exec expects to schedule Wednesday games selectively in future seasons. Not long ago, the idea of playing an NFL game on a Wednesday seemed completely foreign. Now, Wednesday has become an increasingly important day of the week on the NFL calendar. The upcoming season will feature two Wednesday contests, a Super Bowl rematch between the Seattle Seahawks and New England Patriots on NBC opening night, and a new Thanksgiving Eve game between the Green Bay Packers and Los Angeles Rams on Netflix the day before Thanksgiving. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Head up your own movie to Soundcloud.